Every year, visitors spend months traveling along the East Asian-Australasian Flyway, the Highway of the Skies. Non-stop options are unavailable, but pit stops can be made at various staging areas along the route. Here, travelers soak their beaks and feast on the local cuisine, rest their feet on a yearly journey, cross-boundary, transnational. The locals are frequent flyers to the staging area, nice to catch a glimpse of, but not the main event. People flock here for the common red shank, with its enticing long orange legs. The lesser sand plover, raining from the Himalayas, grace the warm tropics looking for summer love. Or the near-threatened Asian dowitcher, that uses Sungai Buloh as a single day layover, like a celebrity, fans rush out to meet it before it flies away. These avian stars do not have social media. They do not tell their audiences where they are, where they're going, and when they will be available for photographs. Instead, they are tracked. Ringing programs keep satellite tags on their backs, and their flight path is tracked from the tropics to the temperate zones. Their journey are inspiring road trips. International collaboration key to their survival. Sungai Buloh is not the only exit on the highway in the sky. This is a journey that happens every year, especially here in Sungai Buloh. Each visitor coming at their own unique times, calling patrons out to meet them again. Through binoculars, watching the subtle expressions from afar, then return to the city centre to advocate for their love of all things avian, and to remind us that the skies are not ours alone, that there'll always be parts of us we must share.